All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. As I look out towards the football field and I look at the water tower that's stood by this stadium for oh so many years, you look up there and there's a Hornet up there on the tower, and he looks mad right now, Butch. He cannot be pleased with the way this second half has begun for the Chillicothe Hornets.
Yeah, he's got that stinger poised, and that's what we need to do. We need to sting him right here.
Kirksville has regained some momentum, Butch, and
we need a big return right here. Let's get one for a touchdown here. Let's Guy Vincent's deep. Let's see if
he's done it before.
Yes, he has.
He's standing back at the Chillicothe 10-yard line. They're keeping it away from him, though, as they kick this ball. And guess what? We've got a flag. Illegal procedure called against the kicking unit of the Kirksville Tigers. Is that a five-yard penalty, Butch?
It looks like they're going to kick it again. Wasn't he? He must have been off sides on the kick or something. I was watching. We're going to set up that razzle-dazzle play, it looked like, but the officials stopped play as he kicked the ball, so we're going to redo it again from the 35-yard line.
That helps.
That helps. Every little bit helps. We've got to get out here and put some points on the board, stop this Kirksville momentum.
Vincent, with that penalty, has moved up to the 25. He's going to switch with Thomas, who's going to be the center back on this kickoff return. As they noticed that they were trying to kick it away from Vincent, shoestring catch at the 25. He's at the 30. Still on his feet. Crosses the Chillicothe 40. Dives for the Hornet 45, and he's going to be just short of the Hornet 45. But again, good field position set up by Guy Vincent. 83 on the tackle, but guess what, Butch? We don't have him. We don't have him on our charts.
You know,
they want to keep these players secret, does Kirksville.
As crazy as this last week was trying to get this roster right, and then we don't have half the players.
What was that school that was up there north, the corner northwest?
Yeah,
we played them in district one year. We at least had their first name, Butch.
Yeah, John and Ron and Randy. And,
all right, here's Lewis. Strong line to the left. Two backs in the backfield. First and 10 for the Hornets at the 44. Vincent gets the carry. Crosses the 45. Dives for the 50. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to give it just short of the 50. Make it the Hornet 49. He's going to be short of the first down by about 5 yards. So a second down and 5 for the Hornets at their own 49-yard line. The clock continues to run down to 5:15 remaining. Second quarter, Blake Riley on the tackle of Vincent. 24-14 the score. Chillicothe still leading it. Kirksville's trying to fight back, though. Lewis, strong line to the right, takes the snap, hands off to Wilkinson. Oh, boy, he's crossed. He's into the midfield. 45, 40, 35, 30, all the way down to the 25. Still fighting his way like Larry Zonka, and he's brought down at the Kirksville 25-yard line. First down, Chillicothe Hornets.
Great run that time by Wilkinson, and it couldn't have come at a better time as Chillicothe's got the ball down to the 25-yard line, first and 10. Chillicothe's moving the football. That looked like the Hornets we saw in the first half there.
You know, Butch, last week Wilkinson started the ball game, and then after the first series of downs, he left the game, and it was all DJ Gannon after that.
Right.
But tonight, Wilkinson, the light bulbs come on. He is getting this.
He's really getting it.
First year in the starting rotation in the backfield for the Hornets is Wilkinson, and the referees blow the whistle. And a timeout is called by the Hornets with 4:21 remaining third quarter, 24-14. Chillicothe leads this game, but Coach Phil Willard didn't like what he saw, so he's going to call a timeout. Let's take a 30 right here. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. We're in the middle of a Chillicothe timeout, but they're still showing on the scoreboard that Chillicothe has three timeouts remaining. Kirksville only has one.
This may be a water timeout, Mark.
Okay. But I didn't even think Kirksville has burned two timeouts in this first half or second half, but maybe they have.
I know they burned one, but I didn't know they – and it could be the scoreboard's got it wrong, too, but – anyway, I think this is a water timeout.
Connor Dixon is now into the backfield for the Hornets. He's with DJ Gannon. Hatfield is flanked tight to the left side. Lewis, first and 10 with his Hornet teammates at the Kirksville 25, and a flag goes up in the air again. Referees are having trouble holding on to the handkerchief, and this time it's against the Kirksville Tigers. A 5-yard offsides penalty called against Kirksville. Two big penalties against Kirksville on this, the opening, the kickoff.
Right.
Helped with field position for the Hornets. And then this penalty moves Chilligothy 5 yards deeper into Kirksville territory. It's first and 5 now at the Kirksville 20. Lewis has a strong line to the left. Hands off to, no, he's going to keep it himself. Keep it himself and look for the first down. He's brought down short of the 15, make it the 16-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. Just a straight bootleg here. Kind of surprised on that call there.
Yeah, it was a nice fake because I was falling. I think he faked it to Wilkinson. No, or
DJ Gannon.
DJ Gannon, and but he kept the ball and came around wide, around the end, and did a nice job of picking up some nice yardage. It's going to bring up a second down and 1.
Meehan and Riley were in on the tackle for Kirksville. Second and inches for the Hornets. Lewis hands off to DJ Gannon. He's the moneymaker. He's got the first down, crosses the 10 to 5, does a cartwheel at the goal line, gets up slowly as he fell into the end zone, but he was already, they say he was already down at the 1-yard line. He gets up, however, looks to be okay as he gets back to the Hornets huddle. Now he's going to come out of the ball game as they are substituting Wilkinson in for DJ Gannon. DJ Gannon carries that ball with his left hand. And the last really great running back I remember carrying the ball with his left hand, Wyatt Pickering.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here we go. Wilkinson is in the backfield with Dixon, and it looks like Hatfield. Here's the handoff to Wilkinson carrying the pile forward. Touchdown, Hornets! Whoa, that was all Wilkinson there. As he finally slid into the end zone for the Hornet touchdown, making the score Chillicothe 30, Kirksville 14 with 3 minutes remaining in the third for Wilkinson. That is his second rushing touchdown of the night and of the season and for his Hornet career.
Yeah, just Wilkinson just used raw power to get himself into the end zone and pick up the touchdown for the Hornets.
Rigger into attempt his fourth point after attempt. He's 3 for 3 so far tonight. Here's Vincent getting it set. Waiting the snap. It finally comes. It's put down. Here's the kick. It's strong and long, and it's good. So with 3 minutes exactly remaining in the third, it's Chillicothe 31, Kirksville 14. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, here's the kickoff by Rieger. It's going to be taken, I believe, by Dollins at the 15, 20, 25, 30. And he slides down at about the 31-yard line. Riley actually was on the kickoff return there by the Kirksville Tigers. Kirksville's got to fight back once again as Chillicothe had a big score there just a moment ago with 3 minutes. Chillicothe really needed those 6 points. Jonathan Stanfield and Cole Nichols were in on the tackle for the Hornet kicking team.
Jonathan Stanfield's been on several tackles on the kickoff team this year.
Brosh wide to the right. Tenpenny wide to the left. Krieghauser's under center. Fakes the handoff to the fullback, gives it back to Dollins. Dollins is in the backfield, fighting his way, looking to get some air. He does get some breathing room. He's broken to the 40. He's at the 45 and brought down finally at the 47. Butch, I'm telling you what, he came over here to the west, then he went back to the east, then he came back to the west. I'm getting tired of this guy. Put him down. He's running rampant out there.
Yes. Yeah, he is. You are right at that.
He scares me is what he's doing. Boy, he ran probably 40 yards there.
Yeah, 40 yards, and he picked up about 20 on that play.
You're lucky you don't have a teleprompter up here to be drawing that play out.
Yeah.
All right, here's the handoff to Parker Osborne. He gets across midfield, booms his way down to the 43 of the Hornets. Tell you what, Dollins and Osborne are starting to be a 1-2 punch for this Tigers offense, and they're moving the ball once again against the Hornet defense.
They are that, and they got the ball in Chillicothe territory, which that's not a good thing.
Hunter Keller and Austin Bussey were in on the tackle for the Hornets. Krieghauser in shotgun formation, second down and two for the Tigers at the 44 of Chillicothe. Hand off to Osborne. Osborne hits the back of one of his offensive linemen. That slowed him down and allowed the Hornet defense to come in and crash the party and prevent him from picking up the first down. Kyle Wilkerson leading the charge that time for the Hornets along with Spencer Hart. No huddle offense as Jacob Hutton will be wide to the right for Kirksville. Harrison Dollins will be flanked tight to the left as well. Looks like Osborne, or I think it's Osborne, quarterback sneak there. Nope, it's the quarterback. Surprisingly, the quarterback gets the first down on the quarterback sneak. He's still down on the ground as he is hurt. And I'm sorry, Butch. The guy has been noticeably limping out there. Why would you call a quarterback sneak and cost your quarterback perhaps going out of this game completely for the night?
Yeah, there may be a leg cramp here, but
he's being helped off by one of the trainers,
right,
as they had to call timeout. I don't know if this is an injury timeout called by the referees. I believe it is, but he's going off to the sidelines. He's got his helmet off now, and he's going over to the coolers to sit down. Unfortunately, there's no bench over there, but the two coolers that they brought off the bus. They're checking that left ankle that's been heavily taped since the onset of this ball game.
Mark, I think there is a bench over there. You just can't see it, but yeah.
Harrison Dollins, I believe, is now your quarterback, Butch.
Well, that's tough to come in a situation like this and take over a quarterback.
Yep, he's the quarterback. He's in shotgun formation. Oh, ball hits his knee on the shotgun, and he has to dive forward for the ball. I don't know if he's got it, Butch. Hornets came in quickly there.
The ball was just laying there on the ground again. It was anybody's that wanted to fall on it.
Kirksville maintains possession now.
But they lost a yard on the play.
As you said, it's difficult to come into a ball game.
Right.
At the quarterback position, there's case in point. Is that ball, he wasn't ready for the snap. It hit him right in the kneecap. Here's a snap. Fake handoff to the running back, and he keeps it himself. Crosses the 40, the 35, brought down at the 33 of Chillicothe. That was a second and 12 play there by Harrison Dollins, and he gets it down to the 32. He's going to be short of the first down by about six, so it'll be a third and six for the Tigers. DJ Gannon on the tackle for the Hornets. Down to 15 seconds remaining third quarter. 31-14 the score. Chillicothe leads it here at home. Dollins remains your quarterback. Shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Going to keep it himself again. Go around the left side. Eludes two defenders. Has the first down. Goes out of bounds. Cooley at about the 25-yard line of Chillicothe. Butch right there. We need to keep those defensive ends at home.
They need to contain. They need to. Yeah, you're right.
Because he started to go up the middle, and they followed him. And
yeah, they did.
And he's just too fast.
He is quick. He's very quick.
Timeout.
And he picks up the first down on the play.
Timeout of play, as that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Chillicothe 31, Kirksville 14. When we get back, Kirksville will still have the ball on offense deep in Chillicothe territory. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.